Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Australian officials are continuing to assist 67 people who want to leave Gaza, but they say the situation is dire on the final day of a temporary ceasefire. Officials have managed to secure the safe passage of 131 Australians from the besieged area since the bombardments began. Those who left were met by Australian officials at the Egyptian border and provided onward travel to the capital, Cairo, where they received more necessities such as nappies, baby formula, accommodation, and assistance getting home. Assistant Foreign Affairs Minister Tim Watts says it remains extremely difficult for more Australians to leave Gaza, but consular officials are doing their best to help them.
You often see relieved and emotional Australians being interviewed at airports, on the TV news, on their return from a crisis area. But what the public often doesn't see, though, is the thousands of hours of work from Australian consular officials around the world that helps make these happy outcomes a reality.
An economic think tank has released its projections for the Australian economy, and they are predicting the nation is about to head into a slow year. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development says growth could be even more muted if inflation proves stubborn or China's economy slumps. The think tank expects higher interest rates and inflation to affect housing investment as well as spending for households without big savings. But Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he remains confident Australia is facing challenging global circumstances from a position of strength.
Now, we're not getting carried away about these very welcome and very encouraging inflation figures. We know these monthly numbers bounce around a bit, and we know that inflation is still too high. We know that Australians are under substantial pressure. That's why it is so encouraging to see the ABS yesterday, Deloitte and the OECD overnight, Westpac and others, provide a fulsome endorsement of the government's economic strategy.
Every state and territory in Australia has been placed on a heightened alert following the release of this year's seasonal bushfire outlook. The National Council for Fire and Emergency Services says significant rain over the past few years has in fact led to more vegetation growth and difficult conditions to complete hazard reduction burns. The outlook says the conditions will continue to dry out fuel loads in areas across Australia, including some affected during the 2019-20 black summer season. Emergency Management Minister Murray Watt says the outlook is a clear reminder all Australians need to be prepared. And Australians are being encouraged to be more honest about unwanted Christmas gifts to help combat waste during the festive season. The plea follows new research from the Australia Institute that reveals about 6.1 million Australians expect to receive gifts this Christmas that they will not use or wear, and almost half would prefer people don't buy them gifts at all. Director of the Institute's Waste and Circular Economy Program, Nina Bohr, has described Christmas as the greatest annual environmental disaster.
We want people to be more honest and realise that this habit is not good for the environment, and to finally reach that juncture where they say, you know what, it's okay not to give a physical material Christmas present. You know, I know it won't happen immediately, but once we start to get these notions, these figures, these issues in our minds and through our mainstream culture, then I think bit by bit we'll start to see a shift.
And to sport, players have rejected a deal from Netball Australia to end a long-running pay dispute, saying the deal would have forced players back to work while key aspects of the partnership were still being negotiated. Netball Australia had hoped to reach an end to the bitter dispute by offering an 11% pay rise backdated to the 1st of October and agreeing to the first ever revenue-sharing arrangement. But the Australian Netball Players Association say players won't return to work until the terms of the partnership are finalised. They are seeking 15% of revenue above what is forecast from any new sponsors. I'm Katrina Stirrett. This is SBS News in Easy English.